Good morning. I hope you had a nice weekend, and if it involved cooking out, there's a better than even chance that you did it on one of Chicago's very own, a Weber Grill. The Weber story began about 70 years ago at a metal shop in Chicago where an employee, George Stephen, was thinking about a better way to grill, and he started designing and building one.
And he was inspired by the shape of a buoy.
A buoy?
That's right. The metalworking shop that he worked in created buoys that float on Lake Michigan.
Oh.
And he used that shape to engineer the original Weber kettle charcoal grill.
Our storyteller is Troy Shea. He's the president and chief commercial officer of Weber.
Any day that I can tell the Weber story is a good day.
So, Mr. Stephen and his buoy-shaped kettle changed the way Chicagoans were grilling.
Charcoal grilling had been around, but what he did was he reimagined it and really created what we know today is the Weber way of cooking, which is covered outdoor cooking.
Yeah, it was such a hit that over 40 years, George Stephen, as CEO, led Weber to become a $100 million company. And for the next 25 years, son Jim was the CEO.
And Jim, in 1985, reimagined gas grilling by creating the iconic Weber Genesis gas grills.
George Stephen died in 1993, but his legacy is in millions of backyards in 78 countries and has expanded from the kettle and gas grills to electric grills, pellet grills, and smokers. And one thing George may not have envisioned, Weber Connect, that connects grills to smartphones for just right cooking. Weber has 2,400 employees, most of whom are in Palatine and Huntley, but the grills are built worldwide.
We have manufacturing facilities in Southeast Asia. We're actually also opening a manufacturing facility in Eastern Europe. But of all the grills that we sell worldwide, between 50 and 70% are actually produced here in Huntley, Illinois, and then shipped out globally.
And if you call customer service from anywhere in the world, you're talking to somebody in Palatine. From the farm to your belly, today is National Sponge Cake Day and National Cuban Sandwich Day. That's the business of food on 720 WGN.